Again, I invite you just to spend some time sitting in silence. I now invite Wanda Fay to please unmute herself. Wanda, if you would, and take us through the next segment, Surrender.
Surrender. Surrender means, by definition, giving up attachment to results. When we surrender to God, we let go of our attachment to how things happen outside, and we become more concerned with what happens on the inside. The experience of love is a choice we make, a mental decision to see love as the only real purpose and value in any situation. Until we make that choice, we keep striving for results that we think would make us happy. But we've all gotten things that we thought would make us happy, only to find that they didn't. This eternal searching and looking to anything other than love to complete us and to be the source of our happiness is the meaning of idolatry. Money, sex, power, or any other worldly satisfaction offers just temporary relief from minor existential pain. God means love, and will means thought. God's will, then, is loving thought. If God is the source of all good, then the love within us is the source of all good. When we love, we are automatically placing ourselves within an attitude and behavioral context that leads to an unfoldment of events at the highest level of our good, for everyone involved. We don't always know what that unfoldment would look like, but we don't need to know. God will do his part if we do ours. Our only job in every situation is to let go of our resistance to love. What happens then is up to him. It's up to God. We've surrendered control. We're letting him lead. We have faith. There's a myth out there that some people are more faithful than others. A truer statement is that in some areas, some of us are more surrendered than others. We surrender to God first, of course, the things we don't really care that much about anyway. Some of us don't mind giving up our attachments to careers that but there's no way we're going to surrender our romantic relationships or vice versa. Everything we don't care that much about, fine. God can have it. But if it's really, really important, we think we better handle it ourselves. The truth is, of course, that the more important it is to us, the more important it is to surrender. That which is surrendered is taken care of best. To place something in the hands of God is to give it over, mentally, to the protection and care of the beneficence of the universe. To keep it ourselves means to constantly grab and clutch and to try to manipulate things. When we have an attachment to results, we tend to have a hard time giving up control. But how can we know what result to try to achieve in a situation when we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow? What do we ask for? I offer this. Instead of, dear God, please help us fall in love, or please give me this job, how about we say, dear God, my desire is inner peace. I want the experience of love. I don't know what that would bring. I don't know what would bring that to me. I'll leave the details and results of this situation in your hands. I trust your will. May your will be done. Amen. I used to feel that I couldn't afford to relax because God has more important things to think about than my life. I finally realized that God is not fickle, but is rather an impersonal love for all life. My life is no more or less precious to Him than is anyone else's. To surrender to God is to accept the fact that He loves us and provides for us because He loves and provides for all life. Surrender doesn't obstruct our power, it enhances it. God is merely the love within us, so returning to Him is a return to ourselves. To relax, to feel the love in your heart and keep to that as your focus in every situation, that's the meaning of spiritual surrender. It changes us. We become deeper, more attractive people. In Zen Buddhism, there's a concept called Zen mind or beginner's mind. They say that the mind should be like an empty rice bowl. If it's already full, then the universe can't fill it. If it's empty, it has room to receive. This means that when we think we have things already figured out, we're not teachable. Genuine insight can't dawn on a mind that's not open to receive. Surrender is a process of emptying the mind. In the Christian tradition, this is the meaning of becoming as a little child. Little children don't think they know what things mean. In fact, they know that they don't. They ask someone older and wiser to explain things to them. We're like little children who don't know, but we think that we do. The wise person doesn't pretend to know what it's impossible to know. I don't know can be an empowering statement. When we go into a situation not knowing, there is something inside of us which does. With our conscious mind, we step back in order that a higher power within us can step forward and lead the way. We need less posturing and more genuine charisma. Charisma was originally a religious term, meaning of the spirit or inspired. It's about letting God's light shine through us. It's about a sparkle in people that money cannot buy. It's an invisible energy with visible effects. To let go, to love, is not to fade into the background. Quite the contrary, it's when we truly become bright. We let our light shine.
We are meant to be this way. We are meant to shine. Look at little children. They're all so unique before they start trying to be, because they demonstrate the power of genuine humility. When we go into a situation not knowing the rules, we don't pretend to know how to figure anything out, and we don't know yet what there is to be afraid of. This releases the mind to create from its own higher power. Situations shift gears and lights go on simply because our minds have opened up to receive love. We have gotten out of the way. Something amazing happens when we surrender and just love. We melt into another world, a realm of power already within us. The world changes when we change. The world softens when we soften. The world loves us when we choose to love the world. Surrender means the decision to stop fighting the world and to start loving it instead. It is a gentle liberation from pain. But liberation isn't about breaking out of anything. It's a gentle melting into who we really are. We let down our guard and discover the strength of the Christ self. We are simply asked to shift focus and to take on a sincere surrender moment when love matters more than anything, and we know that nothing else really matters at all. What he gives us in return for our openness to him is an outpouring of his power from deep within us. We are given his power to share with the world, to heal all wounds, to open and awaken all hearts. As we release, let go, give up, surrender, may we remember these words from A Course in Miracles. You will never lose your way, for God leads you. And so it is.
Thank you, Wanda. Again, we pause for a moment of silence. I now invite Eliza to please unmute and take us on the last leg of our meditative journey this evening, resurrection.
Resurrection. Resurrection comes from the word rise, a little four-letter word that carries with it such potential. We know that bread will rise from the action of yeast, or the hairs on the back of your neck will rise from a sudden unexpected noise in the night. And rivers rise with the melting of snow farther north and gain momentum as they race south to their destination to join the ocean. And, of course, the sun and the moon rise, each in its solitary and lovely journey across the sky. The beauty of such a rise makes us take a short breath in when we see it happen. For now, however, let's just focus on the word resurrection, as when the women who gathered at the tomb on that first day of the week, bringing with them spices they had prepared for the body of their beloved teacher and leader, Jesus. And instead, they found an empty tomb and an angel speaking the almost unbelievable words, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." The catch of their breaths, the mouths open in wonder. Can this really be true? Can that torn and broken body have been restored to life? They question, despite having seen past miracles of healing by their beloved teacher and master. We, like the women in our story, so often have already decided in our minds on a certain outcome, whether for good or for bad, and we forget the miracle of the words rise and risen, to rise above our sometimes dark and pessimistic outlooks, to know in our hearts that we are loved beyond all measure, to trust, truly trust in that loving hand that is outstretched to lift us out of our troubled times and promises us love, forgiveness, joy. As the angel says, "Fear not, for he has risen. He that was dead is risen and goes before us." He goes before us and with us on this, our journey of life, however short, however long our journey is. And may each of you this evening be blessed on this, your journey of a lifetime. Let me leave you with a short prayer, one that I have treasured over the years. O God, whose laws will never change, we thank thee for these things we know, that after rain, the sun will shine, that after darkness, light appears, that winter always brings the spring, that after sleep, we wake again, that life goes on and love remains, and life and love can never die, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessings to all, and amen.
Thank you, Eliza.
Maybe you're dreaming that your burden is unbearable. Maybe you're dreaming that you're climbing up a hill. Maybe you're praying for the night to find the end, but you really don't believe it ever will. Maybe you're dreaming that your heart is being broken. Maybe you're dreaming that your spirit won't survive. Maybe you're all alone, you're buried in the dark. and you wonder if you'll make it out alive. But there's another day, there's another day. So listen to the stone as it rolls away. Feel the morning sun shining in. See the love around you as you open up your eyes. Every day, every day is another day to rise. Maybe you're dreaming that your friends have all abandoned you. Maybe you're dreaming that there's nothing left to try. Maybe you're feeling like your life has slipped away and you never got the chance to say goodbye. Well, there's another day, there's another day. So listen to the stone as it rolls away and feel the morning sun shining in. See the love around you as you open up your eyes. Every day, every day's another day to listen to the stone as it rolls away and feel the morning sun shining in. See the love around you as you open up your eyes. Every day, every day is another day to rise.
And once again, we move into a time of silence. In just a bit, Bradford will sing us out with a closing song. Before he does that, I invite all of you to pray along with me. Loving Spirit, Father, Mother, God, we absolutely come to you tonight with open hearts. We have made a decision that will involve some struggle and probably will involve letting go of things that we really don't want to let go of. And we come with no tools, no ropes, no flashlights, no weapons. We come with no tools, at least not as the world would think of tools. But tonight we have exercised those inner tools, those inner powers with which we are all blessed. We're here in faith. We understand that we might use our imagination and the power of divine order to lay things out in perfect harmony. Most of all, we rely on love. We know not specifically to what we are called, so it's like struggling in the dark in the middle of the night with no lights on whatsoever. We move slowly, reach out, looking for a corner, a wall, something to guide us. And our steps are not leaps, but slow, deliberate, but all the while unfaltering. We affirm the love with which you hold us. We affirm that we are not alone. We are never alone. And we affirm that as long as it might take 40 days, 40 years, maybe even 40 lifetimes, it doesn't matter. We hold and affirm that just as the season of Lent ends with the beauty and the power and the flourishing of the resurrection, that each step that we take moves us ever closer to our own eternal light, to our own eternal life. It has been a solemn evening, and rightfully so, because ultimately our commitment is to trust and go and meet and embrace the Christ within. We give you thanks for this evening. We give you thanks for the understanding that it is through prayer that each one of our steps will be guided along the way. And so, as it is always right and proper, we give you thanks, sweet spirit. Thanks and appreciation for everything, the hope, the love, the joy, and the deepest sense of inner peace. And so it is. Amen. Bradford, if you're muted, please unmute yourself.
Your eyes and see God's face and
us
and keep you forever. Lift up your eyes and see God's face and God's grace forever. May the Lord mighty God bless and keep you forever.
I want to give gratitude where it is deserving. I want to, first of all, everybody that participated in the service by leading us in those meditative segments. I want to thank Rob, and I certainly want to thank our special guest, Bradford. I also want to thank Warren and Rick, who went in on Saturday and recorded some of the music so that we could have a more meaningful service via Zoom because of the virus that is still very much present, but it doesn't prevent us from really being present to one another, doesn't prevent us from caring for one another, and it absolutely does not prevent us from loving one another. So however which way you journey through the next 40 days, blessings to you, as that last song really, really emphasized. As always, I love you guys.